Well, Doc said he liked the shot you took. He just wished you took it a little sooner. Can you just talk about what you were trying to do on that play?
I was trying to make a shot. I got the switch on big man. I think I got to a good place. Just missed the shot.
Paul, does a thought go through your mind there to maybe take it to the basket, if maybe even there's a sliver of a space there?
Or you know, this type of stuff is not really prescriptive. You don't have an idea of what's going to happen, you know, in situations, you know. And, you get in those set pressure situations, you know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But the thing is, you know, I'm not going to second guess, you know, my decision. You know, I thought I got a great shot. Created some space right there at the free throw line. Just some days they fall, some days they don't.
Are you expecting Tim Duncan to switch out on you?
Like I said, you just play the game and you see what happens, you know. You don't know what to expect, you know. I mean, there's a numerous possibility of things that could have happened when I come off the pick and roll. You know, obviously they switched, they could have trapped. Steven Jackson could have stayed on me, you know. But that's not what I'm thinking about. You know, it's just, you play a lot of this game on instincts. You know, the things that happen, they happen on the fly and happen so quick. But I like the shot that I took. But at the end of the day, it came down to, you know, I thought loose balls. You know, they got two huge offensive rebounds late for buckets. And ultimately, that killed us.
Talk a little bit about the defense you guys played to get back in the game
at
down 17.
I mean, I thought we played great defense second half. I mean, that's the type of defense we have to start the game with. I mean, obviously, San Antonio is a great offensive team. The way they've been playing, they've been streaking as of late. But, you know, we just had to come with it that first half. You know, they built such a big lead. You know, for them to have close to 60 points, if not 60 points, I don't remember, at the half, to not get 100. You know, that's pretty remarkable defense in our end. You know, we got to come with that mindset from the jump.
Paul, could you talk about Avery's game today?
You know, well, another solid performance. You know, he's doing everything we're asking him to do, offensively, defensively.
How was it to have Ray?
It was a tough loss, but you know, what's your reaction to being
a player on the podcast? Maybe just a testament of the hard work I put in and day out. Consistency over the years, over the season. Great teammates, you know, giving me these opportunities. You know, it's tough. We have so many great players in the Eastern Conference. You know, to have it's a good honor.
What was it like, Paul, to have Ray back in there, and how did you think he fit in?
He did well. I mean, you know, it's tough when you take 5-6 games off. You know, sometimes the timing's off, sometimes a little bit of the conditioning. You know, he's going to work his way back in slowly. He's a veteran. He knows what it takes. Hit a huge shot for us there down the stretch. And, you know, we got to have him back for the stretch run. You know, it's a tough run coming up here. These home and road games. We need every bit of everybody.
Paul, this whole lineups with the three guards, you and the big man, what do you see in those? Do you like those?
Well, sort of like matching up with them, you know, when they put a range shooting three out there, that's so tough to guard the pick and roll. A lot of the offense is pick and roll, so it allows us to, you know, kind of switch in the pick and roll, so we didn't leave Bonner open and we didn't leave Gary Hill open in the second half. You know, we just kind of matched up. We have that ability to do that with the players that we have. You know, we don't do it a lot. But in this case, you know, the way San Antonio plays, this is the way we had to play, and it was successful for the most part.
Were you thinking that they might take a foul on that last play?
Like I said,
problem.
You know, I play the game on instinct. You know, I don't come off the screen saying they might foul. You know, I'm thinking, hey, I'm trying to get a play.
He's
a veteran. He understands. You know, he's been in those situations time and time again. And, you know, the great ones, they find ways, you know, through sickness, through injury, when they're out there on the court. You know, the great ones find a way. You know, definitely a great one, you know. What can you say? You kind of come to expect it. This comes from his greatness, his experience, being in those situations time and time again. You know, just that making a big chocolate cake. So first time. It may not come out so good if you go over the next 20 years. It's going to be helpful if you take it away. Well, you got to expect them. They're tough at home. They're NBA's best team right now, you know, record-wise. You got to expect Derrick Rose to probably be back. So we understand the challenge that's ahead of us. We understand that. You know, tonight was a big blow to it, but we just have to be ready mentally, physically, to come in to Chicago and try to get a win.
Obviously, you didn't win the game, Paul, but the fact that you've, you know, beat Miami pretty handily and you played as hard as you did against San Antonio, is that a pretty good sign for where this team's heading?
Yeah, I like the way we're playing right now. Since the All-Star break, I thought we definitely have gotten better over the last month or so. You know, right in the nick of time. The only thing, you know, we just hope we can get healthy, still play at this type of level. If we continue to play like this, you know, we're going to win a lot of games down the stretch and win the playoffs.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.